everyone. Welcome
Hello, everyone. Welcome to
the Undying Podcast with your host,
me and him,
Brandon
and Edni. Welcome to the Horror and Paranormal Podcast. Oh my God, I'm like about to start coughing just trying to do that kind of voice.
Is that for real?
So we've done a couple episodes now on just general horror. So we're going to do, as this one, as you saw the title, we're very close to St. Patrick's Day. And so I want to do stuff that has a little more to do with St. Patrick's Day. I'll be honest, I found a couple of, everything I found connected paranormal-wise to St. Patrick's Day wasn't, I didn't find a strong enough connection to say St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of open it to
Ireland.
Irish. Ireland, is that what you said? Ireland?
Mm.
Irish.
Yeah.
Because that means it doesn't have to be just in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to that, I also wanted to mention how this past weekend, if some of you have been following the website, I posted up. Me and some of the crew, we hit up the Monster Mania in New Jersey, the horror convention. Yeah, you give me dirty looks, we're gonna take your ass. You can read if you go and look on the website on the blog, you can read everything that happened there. I mean, you tell me what you think, because right behind me on the wall is the two pics, prints I picked up from Chromacoma.
Yeah, I know. How much do they cost?
I'm not telling you. No, you want to know how much they cost? You got to go to their website. You can just look up Chromacoma. I don't think it was a .com. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Hey, Ed, what's the most I could sell them on eBay for?
On eBay for? I don't know. You got to wait. Maybe if Andrew Shepherd, who actually does everything, dies, then it'll become worth more. He's still alive, so I don't know how much it's worth just yet. You guys can look him up on Instagram at Chroma... bottom space, what do you call that? Dash coma?
Wait, let me see.
Underscore. That's what it was. Chroma underscore coma. I'm horrible at this. Anyway, I picked up two cool prints. I also picked up two books. While we're there, we actually got a copy of The Exorcist hardcover.
Oh, yeah.
One that's before the movie came out, because after the movie came out, all the copies pretty much had the picture or some connection to the movie. This was before then. So it has a cool, interesting cover. Are you going to read it? Probably not. Yeah, you're not going to read it. You don't read nothing.
Audiobooks.
My ass.
Not sponsored.
Anyway, so I want, like I said, Irish goats. I found only a handful of things, but I wanted to break it down. I know some of these you people have definitely heard of, but I'm wondering if you know as much of information. So the first thing I want to ask you, you tell me, what's a banshee?
My guess of what a banshee is, from my experience in shows and all that, I know not very accurate, but still, is this type of witch thing that has, like, the screeching ability. And I don't know if it's human or not. I just know that it's a banshee. And it could be human.
That's all you know?
Yeah.
Just some screeching bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else? Why is she screeching or nothing?
No.
Okay. Well, the general consensus of what a banshee is a spirit or fairy from usually coming, like I said, from Ireland. And you to hear her wail, I guess. Yeah, her wail or her crying is to, it basically just means impending doom. Now, there's a lot more going on to that than you think. See, the banshees is usually seen as a harbinger of death and usually appears when someone in the household is going to die. Her appearance seems to be varying the way she looks. Most people will say she looks like an old lady.
Uh-huh.
Would you want to bump into a crying old lady?
Okay, bye.
Others say she appears as a beautiful woman who then becomes hideous.
No! That way.
Which is funny because there are other stories of other fairy or monster-like creatures from other parts of the world that have that same idea where she looks beautiful and then turns ugly. Others describe her as wearing a green dress with a cloak over it and having red eyes. Sometimes I think they even do say red hair. While others say she wears a white dress, has pale skin, and has red eyes with flowing red hair. But the consensus seems to be it is female. I don't know. I was gonna say, at no point do they say, like, yo, this hot dude came up to me all crying and we're like, you gonna die.
What dreams gone wrong?
Yeah, wet dreams gone wrong. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I guess you could call her that, a wet dream gone wrong, because they do say she is good looking sometimes. Some other descriptions actually get pretty nasty and gruesome. This is the one I found interesting. This one I didn't know about. They say that she appears like a headless woman carrying a bowl of blood, and that she's naked from the waist up. Thoughts? You're looking at me, so I'm just wondering what's running through your mind. A bowl of blood. Some headless, topless woman is carrying around red soup, is basically what they're saying.
They go, how's some spicy soup?
Now, how's she crying if her head's missing?
Yeah. How are you even hearing it?
Now, it said that she's screaming, wailing, crying, but essentially she's... Because it's usually said why she's crying.
Depression.
Yeah, well, that it varies, though, because some people say she's crying. Mm. Others say she's more screaming. It's not necessarily crying, but more like, like a crazy person, I guess. I mean, I guess that would be the best description. Now, it said that you hear her crying when someone in the family is going to die.
Ooh. First off, why did the bitch know my family?
Well, that does come in later. Why did the bitch know your family? Well, some believe she actually might be a family member. Others believe she could be just a spirit that's connected to your family that's following you. Now, they say that that you hear her when someone's going to die, but they also say if you hear her, that it technically means you're the one. The one that hears it is usually the one that's going to die.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Why would something, you know, like that tell you someone's going to die? Wouldn't it make more sense if you were the person going to die?
Yeah, that's a little more messed up psychologically, too. Like, you gonna die. You gonna... You, Banshee, mix down. You're gonna die. I don't think there's any banshees here in the U.S. As far as I know, there's no sightings of banshees in the U.S. Well, not all banshees are said to be ugly or evil, apparently, because it is believed that some of them are actually like ancestors that are watching over their families, and that they sing a song that they're wailing and crying. It's like a song. They're singing a song, and that the song, if you hear it, you can actually hear it's filled with concern and love. It's not, it's more like, you gonna die, I guess.
Sunday morning.
But it also, again, it also falls down to, they say, if you're the one that hears it, you're the one that's gonna die. And that she feels bad that you're the one that's gonna die. I know you hear me. I know you can hear me. And you're going to die, and I feel so bad that you know that you're going to die. It's like, well
then why are you going to tell me? Let me live my life.
Yeah, well, just keep your mouth shut. Don't give all the secrets away. According to some tales, there are evil banshees that actually have fun. They enjoy taking a life, and they actively seek out people to kill and to scare them. That, like, they'll follow you for a bit crying and doing their wailing, so you're like, oh my god, it's coming, and just kind of torture you for a while before they actually come and get you. Some of them, now this is messed up, and this doesn't make sense. Some of them will follow their victims and keep singing and wailing, I guess, to the point where the person commits suicide or goes insane.
Maybe that's how they kill them.
That's one mean bitch.
Yeah, now, what he do to you?
I mean, think about it. Could you imagine that no matter where you go, you always hear this crying or this screaming in the background?
That sounds like the thing that we were talking about, that I think it was pitch? No.
Hum?
Yeah, the hum. There it is.
Oh, that's a good... Yeah, actually, that's a very good point, because that does happen with the hum, where people hear it and go insane. Well, there's the one guy who attacked and shot up a whole building and everything because he kept hearing, he thought it was a government. Mm-hmm. So he attacked a military base. Hearing something consistently will drive you nuts. Kind of like your voice. Or mine.
Hey, Ed.
Yes.
Okay, can we talk for 72 hours?
No. My throat will hurt. Well, this is interesting. Because I'm going to read this exactly as it said it on the website. And out of all the websites, looking up more information on these banshees.
Mm-hmm.
One of the websites that gave me the most information, it was called Celtic-WeddingRings.com.
How great.
That seems to be more about getting married, and it's telling you all this scary shit.
Get your wedding ring and has a banshee follow you all the time.
Yeah. Oh, you gonna buy this ring? That's a beautiful ring. It belongs to this woman who done killed herself because the banshee kept following her.
You wear that ring, don't worry about it, okay? You suicidal? Don't worry about it. It's good for you.
Don't worry. Maybe you get to become a banshee and you can sing and bother people.
Yeah. Yeah,
I do. No, do you? No?
No, okay. Come on. We sell it for free. You know, just at the
price. We sell it for free? Boy, that's giveaway. Maybe they, yeah. If you ever go to a Irish or a Celtic jewelry store and they're giving away a ring, I wouldn't trust it. I wouldn't put it on. I definitely wouldn't take it home, though.
They probably stole it from a dead person who died by a banshee.
You never know. Now, this is what the website says. I'm going to read it word for word for you. Historians have traced the first stories of the banshees to the 8th century, which were based on a tradition where women sang a sorrowful song to lament someone's death. These women were known as keeners, and since they accepted alcohol as payment, they were also said to be sinners and punished by being doomed to become banshees. That is messed up.
Damn.
According to the mythology of the banshee, if she is spotted, she will vanish into a cloud of mist, and these actions create a noise similar to that of a bird flapping its wings. Legends say that banshees don't cause death, they only serve as a warning of it. So you see how some belief is that they're mean and they're the ones that get you. The other ones are just more their warning. That I liked interesting, though, how they disappeared in here. Like a bunch of birds flying away. And women crying and being paid with alcohol to cry at funerals. Now, I don't know. What would you call that? I wouldn't call that like a whore.
A sorrowful hooker.
A sorrowful hooker. So banshees might possibly be sorrowful hookers that have been paid off to cry. There's still more mystery behind this. If anyone out there knows more information, I definitely would love it. I mean, there was lots of all the research I was doing on this. Most of it, honestly, kind of went in circles because it was like kind of just giving me the same scenario, the same information, just in circles.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is anyone out there that has Irish upbringing, I would definitely like to know. I know there's a couple of ghosts and spirits in Ireland that are referred to as banshees, but they don't necessarily
hold the title
or follow the actual
story. They say,
well, like some of them are just seen and not necessarily heard, and then people just call it a banshee because, oh, I saw her in the forest or this and that. So this, you know what I mean? No one died, or you don't hear any crying, and she didn't come after you. She didn't have her titties out and have a bowl of red soup and no head missing. You know, different stories.
Put the bowl over your head and don't worry about it.
It's like, can you see where you're going? Now, you tell me, what do you know about leprechauns?
They're short.
That's it? That's all you know? Come on, you told me more before.
They're short. They have a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow.
Uh-huh.
A pot of gold rings from...
What do you...
What's like that's from?
No, a pot of gold rings. No. Most people associate leprechauns with little people in green suits who grant wishes. Usually, or they'll grant wishes if you catch them, and they'll give you 3 wishes as long as you promise to let them go. They're also connected to what cereal?
Lucky Charms.
Yeah, they're going to get... They want to get... Not sponsored, but feel free to send us money if you got money for it.
Come on.
What is it? Orange horseshoes, green hypodermic needles. I forget what marshmallows come in there. But that's what most people think when they think leprechauns. Well, leprechauns are also seen as tricksters and pranksters.
Yeah.
Because they're, technically, I guess you could call them like, they're like fairies.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't normally see them. Tricksters, pranksters. Now, would you have a problem about bumping into one?
No.
Not really.
They're short.
They're usually seen as little people. And they usually themselves stay away from people. Well, leprechauns are actually known as cobblers. Those are people who fix and make shoes. So, I don't know if you know anyone that makes or fixes shoes, but nobody that does that has a damn pot of gold anywhere. You are not making a pot of gold unless it's like Air Jordans that you're making. If you're making Air Jordans and selling them, okay, I can understand the pot of gold. But even then, no one uses gold no more. But it's a good point you brought that up. Everyone always thinks there's a rainbow and a pot of gold. Well, here's the problem, first of all, with the rainbow. Rainbow don't have an end.
Yeah, exactly.
So follow the rainbow all you want. You could do like toucan's hair, follow your nose. You ain't gonna find nothing. As far as the pot of gold, there are some beliefs that leprechauns do purposely make fake pots of gold or have pots of gold that they hide just to mess with people. Because, like I said, pranksters. Just to let you find one piece of gold, and then you're like, oh, there must be a pot of gold in heavy layer looking for it to tease you, essentially.
I will murder you, leprechaun.
Well, that's the thing. They're magical, so I don't know how well you'd be able to get to do it. And as far as green suits, Irish folklore actually describes leprechauns as men who wore red suits. That changes everything, doesn't it?
Be sure?
Yeah, that's what I said, red suits. Another thing, and I'll read this, just like I said, off the website. Same website, CelticWeddingRings.com. Jesus Christ.
Lying to me.
CelticWeddingRings.com. They are not sponsoring this episode. I'm not putting them down. I'm not saying to go buy stuff there, but...
Hashtag not sponsored.
For a wedding ring website, you guys give some interesting information. Mostly, yeah.
Golden rings, pot of gold.
Maybe it's being line up. Maybe they are the leprechauns. They went into business. They're like, yo, let's get a website going.
Oh, it looks like Boston Hughes hiding under the desk.
This shoemaking shit ain't bringing us no cash.
Hey, Banshees, want to join in?
Yeah, Banshees, join in. Yeah, you go get the men. Get them to marry you. We sell it. You scream. They die. We keep doing the circle. Damn. That's a business plan right there if I ever thought of one. Now, like I said, according to CelticWeddingRings.com, most leprechaun legends can be traced back to the 8th century tales of water spirits, which were known as Lecorpod, which means small body. It's also said that these spirits merged with a household fairy and developed a penchant for heavy drinking, so no cellar was safe. According to other researchers, the term leprechaun actually comes from the term Leith Brogan, which means shoemaker. So the name itself means shoemaker. Now, what I find interesting is that it says they come from the water. They're water spirits.
Uh-huh.
And that they mixed with house fairies. So they're essentially, I guess, a hybrid of two different kind of... creatures, and I don't know where they developed a heavy drinking. So, I guess if a water spirit sleeps with a house fairy, their children are just
will be alcoholics.
Yeah, they're destined to be alcoholics. I guess they drink Irish spirits. No. But interestingly enough, talking about leprechauns, there's actually never been a case of a female leprechaun. There's no actual story mentioning female leprechauns.
So female hybrid. Turn into a banshee.
Maybe. Well, here's the thing. Every leprechaun, everything thinks males, right? And most leprechauns are drawn, kind of look like humanish, right? And knowing how humans multiply, how the hell do leprechauns do it if there's never a female leprechaun?
Oh, God.
Kind of makes you wonder, right?
And maybe they're, what's it called? I learned this in science
class. Asexual?
Yeah, asexual. After all, the fairies, we don't know anything about them.
It could be they're asexual, and that's why they're pranksters. Or it could be that they're not asexual and just very sexually frustrated. And instead of having sex, all they could do is pull pranks on people out of anger and jealousy because you get to have... you get ass have and we kid. Don't.
You love
no, not you have kids. I say you get to have ass. I'm sure there's plenty of ladies out there that wouldn't mind a short little redheaded man. Come on, ladies. Leprechaun needs love too, man.
He promises a gold ring.
Yeah, he'll get you a gold ring. Maybe a pot of gold. Maybe somewhere over the rainbow. who the hell knows how they even multiply? According to the book, A History of Irish Fairies by Carolyn White, leprechauns are actually deformed children of the fairies, which kind of goes back with what the other thing was saying, how they're fairy / water spirit children.
That's why they're alcoholics.
Well, maybe that's why they don't... Maybe they themselves don't multiply. Maybe these water spirits and household fairies just keep...
messing up.
Bumping uglies. doing the Irish boing boing and then giving... And just maybe... Or maybe they learned their lesson. That's why we haven't heard about leprechauns in such a long time. Did you know... And this is interesting. I found this so interesting. For something that is supposedly real, but not there's no real proof, and it's more of a folklore and everything. Did you know that leprechauns are actually a protected species under European law?
Bish what?
For real. Think about it.
The fuck is in the air.
Basically, right? Carlingford's, I'm totally going to say this all wrong. Carlingford's Sliabafoy Loop Trail is officially protected land for 236 leprechauns that apparently live in Ireland. Just like the way we have reservation land for Native Americans, there's reservation land for leprechauns.
So there's just an entire empty lot of land.
It's like a forest for leprechauns that no one has seen, as far as I know.
They turn into groundhogs.
Yeah, well, that was a description game before when I asked you, what's a leprechaun? They come out on St. Patrick's Day. I'm like, they're not groundhogs. They only come out once a year. They see their shadow and run. No, they see a bottle of booze and drink, maybe. Those are like the two main things people think about when it comes to Irish folklore and Irish spirits or tales. I know there's a lot more. There was another one I was looking into, but I didn't want to go so long. There's something called Stingy Jack, but I'm going to let you people look that up because I want to get into this other one. This one's actually quite interesting. This is not even in Ireland, actually. This is here in the United States,
mm-hmm.
in Seattle. It's a place whose tagline goes, if you can't go to Ireland, come to Kells. Kells is in Seattle, Washington, and it's an Irish pub with a little something extra between its walls. Ooh. Now, St. Patrick's Day is coming, and most people are going to want to go to an authentic Irish pub. This place has been there for years, over at least three decades. This place has been there as an Irish mm-hmm. pub, and it's been run during those years by the McAleese family. But interesting enough, before it was an Irish pub, the entire building was a
cemetery.
The building was a cemetery.
Yep, just a whole bunch of walls with dead people inside.
You're close. A mortuary. Do you know the difference between a cemetery and a mortuary? How about I go leave you at each one for one night and you tell me the difference the next day?
Can I go to the one where the ghosts talk to you?
No, because I'm not going.
I want someone to talk to.
No. Well, who says she's going to answer back? She might just have her own phrase and not listen to what you say. You might be like, yeah, you want a burger with cheese? Come back.
Okay.
Well, anyway, the building was a mortuary. That's, you know, the place where they'll take the bodies, get bodies, dead bodies prepared for burial, whatever, funerals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, not only was the place the mortuary, the first floor where Kells is located, the entrance of what now is Kells that takes you into the bar was the body delivery entrance for the mortuary back in the day. So that the bodies definitely went through where the bar is. Yeah.
Don't worry, okay? Everyone who comes into this store, you guys walk in and leave your soul at the door.
You all are welcome. Just get the hell out when you actually leave. Take everything with you, soul included. Thank you. The bodies would actually be prepared on the third floor for burial. I'm not sure if the bar takes up the whole building. I'm most likely just the first floor. But with all these bodies going in and out, something must have stayed behind, right?
Casper.
Well, not Casper. Casperette.
Yeah.
A female, because one of the ghosts is, the haunted place said to be a little girl. So, Casperia? Whatever her name is, I don't know. But she's said to have long red hair and plays pranks on the bar's customers. interestingly enough, you know when she's most active?
Day.
In the daytime.
Yay.
Because that's when kids are allowed to the bar, because I guess it's like an Irish, most pubs, a lot of them have food. So people can go in and eat. So it's when kids are go in there when she seems to be most active, like she's looking for
something. Let's go visit.
Do you want to go?
Yes.
Really? Well, you know what's funny? I'm curious because I'm wondering what age level, because when they say little girl, that could be like a 2-3-year-old girl and you go and she might not want to play with you. Or
what you doing?
She could be a 12-13-year-old girl that can develop a crush on a patron of the bar. You never know. They just say that that's when she's most active. It's also, they think she's looking for someone to play with. So feel free to bring the kids. St. Patrick's Day in the morning. Bring the kids, see if the ghost child wants to play with them. And
don't worry, it's not a daycare, though.
Yeah, it's not a daycare. You can't just drop off the kids there. And if you did, there's other issues you need to deal with. But that is interesting, though. And I would be curious if to take a kid, not tell them, drop them off, keep track of all the kids in the building, and see if they mention a third or another kid that's there that... one that we know isn't in the building at the moment. Another ghost that seems to be in the bar is apparently named Charlie. He's seen to be wearing old-timey clothes and wearing an old derby hat, and appears in the reflection of a Guinness beer mirror. So we know what his favorite drink is. But here's the thing. He appears in the mirror. Chances are that mirror didn't come into the bar until it was a bar.
Maybe the mirror has history then.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe there's some more to that with the mirror. And I'm actually curious because, the TV show Ghost Adventures, they visited the place. So that means, but that's true because most everyone's thinking, oh, the place is haunted because it was a mortuary before. The little girl, it's believed, yeah, because I think there was an outbreak of, I forgot if it was cholera or the flu, where lots of kids died back in the back in the day. So that's understandable that if she's haunting the place. Now, him, if he's stuck to this mirror, there might be more to it. He might not be from the mortuary. He might be from the mirror or a patron of the bar, because he said it's been around there for over 3 decades, but that doesn't go that far back, and his clothing makes it sound like he's even further back.
Mm-hmm. Where the fuck they get that mirror from, though?
We should ask the guys from Ghost Adventures to ask them. Yeah, eBay. This is why I don't trust certain things on eBay. There's ghosting, there's haunted stuff on eBay you can buy all the time.
Who wants a haunted doll? Me, not really haunted. Who wants a doll? Me, haunted.
Well, exactly. You don't know until it gets to the house. Well, some people say that this place is one of the most haunted bars in America. It's well documented on many websites. So feel free to go in and investigate for yourself. And go in, take a look, feel safe because they do have holy water in the pub. They have it stocked behind the bar and I guess other parts in the bar to ward off any evil ghosts. So that's a plus. But being that it's an Irish pub, especially if you're going to go in on St. Patrick's Day, don't expect to be able to get any EVPs. You know what the EVPs are, right?
Yeah.
Don't expect to get any because there's going to be so much noise.
Okay.
Well, I mean, unless you can get a really clear "I might" coming through or something, or something with the really thick Irish accent. But on St. Patrick's Day, I'm pretty sure there's going to be lots of drunken Irish accents.
So good luck finding it.
Yeah, good luck finding it. Go there if you have any photos.
Let's go there today now.
Let's go to Seattle right now.
Yes.
Kiss my ass. If you guys do go, feel free to send me a photo. Or if you've seen a leprechaun or a banshee, we'd like to hear the story. If you have a photo, they'd be more than willing to see a photo about a leprechaun or banshee. Although it's funny because there was supposedly a couple of sightings of a leprechaun here in the United States. Although when they spoke to the people that said they saw it. Let me just say, drugs are bad, okay? They did not seem all there. But if you guys do have any encounters, not just with leprechauns or ghosts or anything paranormal, feel free to let us know. Send us a picture. Tell us a story. You can always email us at podcast@isedidead.com. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter under Ed Die Podcast, or if you just want to follow us on Instagram, is eddiedead.com, which is also the name for my own personal page on Facebook and my own personal Twitter, because we can talk about other stuff. Wank, wank. Any thoughts? Which one would you rather bump into, leprechaun or banshee? Don't forget that one banshee's topless. Today's...